This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Warning. And each week, we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. Leading us today is Abana Kumson Davis, the musical director of the Resistance Revival Chorus. She is a performer, an educator, and a wordsmith, and she also teaches ethics and social justice to middle and high school students. In this practice, you're joining Abana in somewhat of a singing meditation. She invites us to reflect on a song that you've probably heard before, and also to sing along. This can be practiced alone or in a group, and you can also practice through attentive listening if you prefer not to sing. All right, let's do this. Here we go.
I'm Abana Kumson, and I'm the musical director for the Resistance Revival Chorus. Today, I'm going to share a practice with you, a practice that invites you to sing a song that draws you closer to the meaning of freedom and the ways that freedom can inspire you. It's a song that we sing in the Resistance Revival Chorus. It's often how we open the show. I like to think of it as an invocation. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the song says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. And it comes to us from Reverend Osby of Aurora, Illinois, who wrote this in the Hinds County Jail during the Freedom Rides. And it actually comes even backer than that from a song from the gospel tradition, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. So let's think for a moment about the structure of this song. Three times we sing, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Let's just think about those words for a moment. You might want to whisper it. You might want to sing it yourself. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Let's think about this phrase. Well, I woke up. One of the things that I ask the chorus to do when we practice this song is to think deeply about the miracle of waking. That moment between sleep and awake. It's a transition. It's a magical place. However we are drawn from one place to the other, we're moving, and it's a matter of breath. And breath is life. As we sing that line the first time in this song, let's think about that breath. Let's think about that life. Let's think about that waking. I invite you to sing this line with me, or repeat it after me, or hum it in your mind. You might be in a place where you can sing it really loudly. You might be in a place where you can sing it quietly. But let's sing this together. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. and we can think about how much we appreciate that we get to step into our lives, that we did that when? This morning. Not yesterday morning. Not tomorrow morning. This morning. The song begs for us to recognize our present moment. Allow yourself to sing with yourself, to sing with the you that has arrived today. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Freedom. With my mind stayed on freedom. The first freedom is the freedom of the mind. With that determination, we can transform our reality into freedom for all. Freedom for all who are oppressed. Freedom for all who feel held captive. Freedom for ourselves when we feel held captive. We can welcome back the part of us that we feel may have been driven out. We keep our minds stayed on freedom so that we remember and enjoy the hope of freedom in times when it feels like it's not there. And so we sing three times, first meditating on our waking, then meditating on this present moment, and then enjoying the hope of freedom. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. And then comes the joy. Hallelujah is literally a joy, a praise, a celebration. How much we need praise and celebration and joy in our times of difficulty, in our times where we're not sure what direction we're even heading in. That's when we invoke joy and we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that joy carries us into the next moment. That joy carries us into the next thing that we need to stay on and focus on. And so we sing it for ourselves. We sing it for our communities. We sing it for the hope that we have that all people can experience freedom. We wake up. We open our eyes, we breathe, we allow ourselves to be in this present moment, and we sing. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I welcome you to take that song with you. Take it into your day. Take it into your spaces with your friends. Create encouragement and hope. And you can practice really waking up, staying present, meditating on freedom, and transforming into freedom every day. Thank you for enjoying this practice with me.
Thank you to Abhinna Kumsen Davis for sharing that awesome practice, your wisdom, and your beautiful voice with us. You can download the corresponding conversation called Joy is an Act of Resistance with chorus members Mia Pace and Sarah Sophie Flicker to hear more of the Resistance Revival Chorus's performances of protest songs, new and old, as well as their thoughts on song and sisterhood, intersectionality, singing at the Grammys with Kesha for Time's Up and the Me Too movement, parenthood, and self-care. If you can give an offering in gratitude for the practices we share here, please go to patreon.com/healingjustice to support this volunteer-run project. This month, if you join at the $13 a month or above reward level, you'll receive a special Yes Liberation essence gift for your own self-care and healing, and to share with others. It also means a lot when you share, subscribe, rate, and review in whatever platform you're listening. All of that helps us to continue. And if you really like song-related practices and activities, we have an awesome collection of them for you here on the podcast. You can check out some of our past episodes and practices, in particular, If Not Now from episode 16, The Flowbots from episode 19, and The Peace Poets from episode 23. Sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org and follow us on Instagram at healingjustice, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. This episode was graciously edited by Park Ballantine and Mira Al-Rahim and mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that are soulful and grounded and full of heart and liberate all of us. Hear you next week.